Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You know what? It is never fun to buy a game, to shell out all of that hard-earned cash and come home to find that it's absolutely broken, rife with bugs and glitches. And it's even worse when you have to put in the man hours to fix it because of lazy developers. Well, unfortunately, we're going to detail some such times today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 broken video games that fans had to fix. Number 10, Dark Souls, Prepare to Die Edition. So Dark Souls may have released to rave reviews when it landed on the PS3 and Xbox in 2011, but its PC port that was released the next year, not so much. In the wake of colossal anticipation, fans were infuriated to find From Software's PC port was a broken mess, with the developer apparently struggling to port the game due to their inexperience with the PC as a platform. By far, the most objectionable element of the port was that it was locked at 720p, with a frame rate of just 30 frames per second, effectively making it little better than the version available on consoles. Beyond that, From Software failed to correctly translate the controls to PC, meaning that mouse and keyboard functionality were a clunky mess at best. Though From Software themselves didn't lift much of a finger to help, within 2 days, computer science PhD student Peter Thomas, better known now as Durante, released DS Fix, a mod which removed the resolution and frame rate caps, significantly improving the core experience. A few months later, modder Lebers released DSM Fix, which remedied the controls. And just like that, a terrible port became a pretty damn good one, with no help whatsoever from the actual people who made the game and sold it. Number 9, SimCity 2013. Now, it's not overstating the case to say that 2013's SimCity reboot had a disastrous launch, with the game's always-online DRM preventing many from being able to play it at all due to server issues. And even if they could play, long loading times, crashes, and lost save data were pretty common. Within around a week of its release, however, modder UK Azure released an unofficial patch which removed the always-online requirement, allowing players to finally play a version of the game that they actually paid for without interruption. In addition to EA refusing to provide refunds to understandably frustrated players, they also took more than a year to release their own offline patch, by which time anyone who needed the assistance had surely made use out of UK Azure's release. Almost as frustrating as the botched launch is that the fact that underneath all of this nonsense, SimCity is actually a really great game. Number 8, Saints Row 2. A few months after its console release, Saints Row 2 was ported to PC and was almost immediately met with backlash from fans who decried the poor frame rate, atrocious graphical pop-in, and abundance of bugs. This prompted modder Idle Ninja to get on the case, who in the very same year released the much-loved Gentleman of the Row mod, which remedied many of the performance issues. Further still, Idle Ninja has continued to release updates to his mod, while the regular PC port of Saints Row 2 has become only increasingly unstable over time. This is due primarily to the 2013 shutdown of the GameSpy multiplayer service, and because the game's source code was believed lost, there was apparently no easy way for developer Volition to dive back into the game and fix things themselves. However, Idle Ninja's final iteration of the mod expanded from fixing bugs to adding weapons, cosmetics, and cheat codes, practically transforming the low-effort PC port into something worthwhile. Volition did announce back in 2019 that the source code had been discovered, and they were planning to fix Saints Row 2 officially, but almost 18 months later, it still hasn't come to pass. Boo. Number 7, Daikatana. Now, you don't need to have played 2000's infamous FPS Daikatana to be aware of its embarrassingly bungled launch. Released to a critical mass of PR hype as the next big thing, the new project from FPS icon John Romero was largely panned by critics and players. It was pilloried for not only its generally bland shooter gameplay, but overabundance of bugs and technical hitches, such as a strange ticking sound that never went away for some reason, and terrible AI teammate routines, which made the game infinitely infinitely more irritating to play. So Daikatana was a mess. I mean, sure, you could technically play it from start to finish, but why would you ever want to in this state? Romero and his Ion Storm team released the final patch for the game mere months after its release, and Romero later handed the source code over to fans to make improvements. And so in 2016, the 1.3 patch was released, which in addition to significantly improving NPC AI, also fixed many of the technical issues and even improved the graphical fidelity. Is Daikatana now a great or even particularly good game? Well, not really, but it is still a tectonic improvement all the same, and basically feels what we should have had all the way back in 2000. Number 6, Cyberpunk 2077. No game in recent memory has been more widely lambasted for releasing in a blatantly unfinished state than CD Projekt Red's much-anticipated Cyberpunk 2077. Though the PC release was very clearly the developer's priority and plays considerably better than its frankly embarrassing siblings on the PS4 and Xbox One, the PC version also was put out before it was actually fully baked. While playable from start to finish for most, Cyberpunk's PC release definitely had a fair few bugs, with objects clipping through the environment and even players' own genitals phasing through their clothing. Though CD Projekt Red did attempt to patch some of the issues, the sound mixing problems, where dialogue is often rendered inaudible, was ultimately fixed by a modder who had to cobble together an 11GB update in which they manually edited the sound for over 800 pieces of audio. For many players, the mod has been transformative and meant that they haven't had to rely on subtitles to hear basic bloody speech. Though CD Projekt Red was recently planning to release their own 1.2 patch to fix most of the nagging issues, a cyber attack against the company ultimately resulted in it being delayed into the second half of March, or so they say. Number 5. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2 – The Sith Lords. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic is one of the most infamous unfinished games ever released, because after LucasArts imposed unrealistic deadlines upon developers Obsidian Entertainment, much of the planned content had to be effectively torn out of the game. Though KOTOR 2 was ultimately well received by critics and fans, it was also painfully clear that the released game was far from Obsidian's final vision, with an entire droid planet, M478, being removed while also launching with a litany of bugs. The game's passionate fan community rallied to assemble the Sith Lords Restored content mod, which not only fixed a staggering 500 bugs, but also attempted to restore cut content such as deleted quests and dialogue, much of which remained within the game's files. The mod was first released in 2009 and supported all the way up until 2014. The efforts were so industrious that even the game's lead designer, Chris Avellone, praised the team for helping improve the experience. Number 4. Sonic the Hedgehog 2006. Ooh, how many fan mods can you name that actually have their own bloody Wikipedia page? While 2006's Sonic the Hedgehog reboot was near universally panned upon its release for its atrocious loading times, awful camera systems, terrible controls, bugs, risable story, and, well, you know, basically everything. So much so that some have even deemed it the worst game in the entire franchise. Though for almost a decade it seemed like Sonic 06's legacy was destined to be one of ridicule, Argentinian programmer Chaos X spearheaded a wildly ambitious project to remake the game for PC using the Unity engine. The game, Sonic P06, makes numerous changes to the original busted release. Shorter loading times with eliminated glitches, better graphics, more fluid character movement, and even reintroduced character moves from prior games. Though Sonic P06 hasn't been released in its entirety, Chaos X has released 3 demos allowing players to blast through some of the Sonic levels. And the results are flabbergastingly impressive. It's a night and day difference between the 06 release and this fan made remake, and at last estimate, Chaos X suggested the full remake could be complete in late 2021 or early 2022. Either way, we don't need to have played the full game to appreciate the jaw-dropping amount of effort he and his colleagues have put into redeeming the original train wreck. Number 3. Stalker Clear Sky. The 2008 Stalker prequel Clear Sky was justifiably dogpiled by fans upon its release. It was so incredibly rife with bugs that for many players it was quite literally unplayable past a certain point. Elsewhere, corrupted save files and crashes were commonplace, numerous gameplay elements seemed only half finished, and countless unnecessary changes were made to what worked in its much-loved predecessor. In 2015, modder Decan released the Sky Reclamation Project, which fixed all of the barriers to actually beating the game, while also remedying countless AI, weapon glitches, dialogue, graphical, and audio issues. Though Clear Sky is still rough around the edges, even with the SRP patch, it nevertheless transforms a literally broken game into something that's at least a decent curiosity for fans of the franchise. Number 2. Vampire the Masquerade – Bloodlines. beloved action RPG Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines was nothing short of a glossy dumpster fire when it first hit storefronts in 2004, but despite being a deep and uncommonly well-written entry into the genre, it was marred by game-breaking technical issues. Bugs could crash the game in an instant, unbearably long loading times made playing it a chore, the AI didn't work believably, and both stealth and combat were poorly implemented. Frustratingly, poor sales due to the release alongside Half-Life 2 caused most developers at Troika Games to be laid off shortly after release, at which point official support for the title was effectively ended. In the 15 plus years since, however, fan modder Wesp 5 has worked intensely to bring the game up to standard, delivering numerous fan patches that fixed just about every single major technical issue and also restored some cut content, with fans even voicing missing dialogue themselves. And so, the legendary unofficial Plus patch is in many respects the gold standard for fan patches, even receiving input and assets from those who worked on the game prior. Better still, the patch is so universally beloved that it's now sold with the game on GOG, and has been fully endorsed by co-director Leonard Boyarsky. And it doesn't even end there, as the modder went on to create his own prequel mod to the game, and it's bloody brilliant. You know what? Impressive isn't even the word to describe this. And number 1, Far Cry. The original 2004 Far Cry is a practically modest shooter compared to what the franchise quickly mutated into, and though the game is still much loved by fans, for more than a decade now the PC version came with a baffling, immersion-annihilating bug. Now this bug allowed AI enemies to not only spot the player through tents, but also shoot through them, effectively breaking the game's stealth and combat systems in two and causing a major headache. The glitch was first created as a result of the game's official 1.4 patch in 2006, and despite much fan protest, an official patch for the nagging issue was never released. Fans released their own patches to fix this seemingly simple issue, but it wasn't until 2019, some 13 years later, that the bug fix was made official, being bundled with GOG releases of the game. And just like that, a great, if fundamentally flawed game got a little bit better.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.